Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Suffolk University's new president says he has a new vision for the school. President James McCarthy, who will be inaugurated today, says the school needs a stronger focus on career readiness and online courses. For more on his plans for Suffolk University, we're joined now by James McCarthy. Good morning, Mr. President. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you this morning.
Let me ask you, what's it mean when you say you want Suffolk to be tech-savvy and career-oriented?
I mean that we need to make sure that our students are prepared to enter the workforce. Suffolk has a long history and tradition of preparing students for professional careers, and we want to build on that history. We want to sustain it and maintain it. And being tech-savvy means that both we as an institution ought to be using technology to the maximum extent possible to enhance the education our students receive, and that our students, in turn, ought to leave Suffolk being completely comfortable operating in a high-tech online world.
Let me come back to the career training portion of what you're talking about. In Providence, the school, Johnson & Wales University, is very much career-oriented, training people for a variety of careers, but in very targeted areas such as business and specifically the restaurant and food industry. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about, targeting sectors?
Yes and no. Certainly, Suffolk has a long, illustrious history as a law school and a history of excellence in training practicing lawyers. We want to continue that. We have an equally strong history in training business students in a variety of business-related fields, particularly with a focus on global business. But I also mean that for our students in the College of Arts and Sciences, some of whom might not have immediate career goals when they graduate, but Suffolk ought to provide those students with the foundations on which they can build strong careers, with the communication skills, with the analytical skills, with the broad base of knowledge that's required. I think it's important to note in this day and age that many of our graduates won't go on to one career. They'll go on to multiple careers. People don't stay in the same job any longer for their whole working life. And they don't even stay in the same fields or the same careers, which means to us that they need to have a solid foundation in the classical arts and sciences to allow them to move throughout their lives into different careers, different sectors, different positions. They need that solid analytical underpinning to everything they're going to be doing in their future.
So that's also
a part of the career focus that I have in mind.
As you know, some on the faculty are wondering about Suffolk's future, worried about more staff cuts on top of those already made by you, worried about, as the Boston Globe reports today, whether the future holds a diminished quality of academic instruction. What do you say to them?
Well, I say a couple of things. First of all, we've just had in the recent months a series of ratings by the bond agencies that are concerned with our financial viability. And in each of those three cases, we were given a stable rating when, in fact, any number of colleges and universities were rated as unstable. Having said that, like all private higher education, we're facing very serious challenges. We can't continue to raise costs as we have in the past.
Let me ask you one more question. How do you view Suffolk's future relationship with the city of Boston? You're hoping to sell a couple of high-profile properties up on Beacon Hill, build a new building on Somerset Street downtown. What do you think the future holds in that relationship?
I think the future is very bright. We've taken very seriously the agreement we had with the city to move our center of gravity off of residential Beacon Hill. And with the new Somerset Street project, we're able to do that. We'll move our classrooms into what's really more of a commercial area and completely away from the residences on Beacon Hill. That, I think, in and of itself will help greatly with our relationship with the city and the neighborhoods.
James McCarthy, who will be inaugurated as Suffolk University's 9th president today. Congratulations on that and good luck down the road.
Thank you very much.